Yes. Okay. We are, believe it or not, on Lamed Beis. So we are trying to figure out Pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa said, Yisrael tells the Levi, you have Maaser in my hand, and here's the money for it. We don't have to be afraid that the Levi turns it into Trumas Maaser because he doesn't know the amount. But if Yisrael tells the Levi of a Kur Maaser, we're afraid, and he pays him for it. But since payment is not a proc for acquisition, and since he promised it to him, the Levi already can make a Trumas Maaser. So afraid here, Baruch Hashem, here it is.
That's called Oneg Shabbos.
What's the case in Arabia? Sorry.
Again, the Braisa contrasts the two cases. It didn't make sense. We're in the middle of the Braisa, explaining the Braisa. But the simple shot in the Braisa is, the guy walks over to Levi and says, I have Maaser for you. And here I'm paying for it. So the Yisrael does not have to be afraid that the Levi turned around and made a Trumas Maaser.
Who says I'm paying for it?
What? Yisrael told the Levi, I have Maaser for you, but instead of giving you the Maaser, I'm going to pay for it. We don't have to be afraid that the Levi went and made a Trumas Maaser, because he doesn't know how much it is, so he can't make a Trumas Maaser. But if Yisrael told the Levi, I have a Kur Maaser for you, and I'm paying for it, we're afraid that the Levi says to himself, I'm retracting that sale I just did, because there was no kinyan made yet, because the Levi never got it. All he got was a promise. That promise allowed him to make a Trumas Maaser, but he's retracting the sale. Money is not a kinyan. You have to let me finish. Money is not a kinyan, so he's retracting the sale. So we're afraid he made a Trumas Maaser. Now the Gemara says that's a rasha. He took the money, and without informing the guy, you turned around and made a Trumas Maaser. That means you're a rasha. That's why the pshat in the Braisa is problematic. Yes, Corey.
How would the Levi, if he doesn't tell him how much is there, how does the Levi know how much?
He's willing to take the chance. That's up to him.
How much Trumas Maaser he has that he owes on that much?
He doesn't. That's why you don't have to be afraid of Trumas Maaser.
But he still has a feel of Trumas.
When he gets it, when he finds out. Let me explain. The Yisrael can separate Trumas Maaser. If a guy goes to Levi and says, can I buy your Maaser crop from you? And he buys it off the Levi. And he takes it to his house. He gives Trumas Maaser to the Kayan.
The Levi doesn't have a feeling.
Well, the Levi sold the Maaser. Now the Yisrael has the Maaser. He has to separate Trumas Maaser. Gemara's going to get to that in a few minutes. So the problem is, the Braisa doesn't make any sense. Because the Braisa is saying that the Levi, you have to be afraid that the Levi's a Rasha. They turned around after he took the money, retracted from the sale, and made a Trumas Maaser and didn't tell the Yisrael. The Yisrael can't use this because it might be Trumas Maaser. Hello, Mr. Rasha, how did you do that? That's what the Gemara says. As an aside, the hard part of this braisa, of understanding it, is if the Levi never got it, how could he make a Trumas Maaser? He never acquired it. If he acquired it, then he sold it already, and the Yisrael has it. So why isn't the sale valid? How could he retract? Third is the Levi never got it. If the Levi never got it, why can he make a Trumas Maaser? So we spoke out yesterday that since it's a small present, it's called the Matana Muertes, therefore, Yisrael is bound by it. And the fact that Yisrael is bound to give it to the Levi allows the Levi to make it Trumas Maaser. That's how we explained it yesterday, which is the Rashba's way of explanation. I think we did the Rashi. So we're up to the Gemara. And for the Gemara, I'll tell you exactly where we're up to. Amar of Masharshi, it's the big Ella. It's the last word on the line, which is, we go across from Taisus Maaser Levicha Biyadi, go down three lines, the last word on the line is Ella. That's what we're up to. On Lamed Amud Beis. Ella Amar of Masharshia Brei Dravidi. Hachi Kamar. This is what it's saying. Yisrael Shamar leben Levi, Maisel Avicha Biyadi. Yisrael told Levi, I told your father while he was alive that I have his Maiser. Vehelach damav, I want to buy this Maiser off of you. So now the question is, this Maiser that Dad had, which he never sold to the Yisrael. Again, Mr. Yisrael walks over to Mr. Levi and says, you know, a year ago, I met your father, your late father, and I told him that he has Maiser by me. I never told him how much. I'd like to buy the Maiser off of you because you inherited your dad's Maiser. I'd like to buy it off of you. So now the question is not whether the Levi makes a Trumas Maiser. He's not a Russia. The question is, his father, who never sold it to the Yisrael, did he make a Trumas Maiser? That's the question here. The Levi himself, who took the money, is not a Russia. He's not going to take the money and then turn it around to make a Trumas Maiser. That's Rishus. But the fear is, maybe the father, he found that last year that he has Maiser. In the past year, he didn't sell the Maiser. Now the Yisrael decided to go to that Levi's son, who inherited his late father. He said, I want you to know, your father had Maiser by me. I still have it. I'd like to buy it. And he gives the money. And the question now the Yisrael has is, what happened while Dad was still alive? Did he make that Maiser Truma's Maiser? If he did, then the Yisrael is stuck. Can't use it. Truma's Maiser is only for a Kayan. If he didn't, then he can use it. That's the case of the Brisa. So the Levi is not doing any rishus here. It's a question, Dad, who didn't sell it, did Dad make it Truma's Maiser?
Why can't you just take a skimble off the top of the coin?
He might have made the whole thing Truma's Maiser on something he had at home. So that walk is as follows. So again, El Amar Mashar Shemre Davidi Hachikamar. Yisrael Shamar Leben Levi Maiser Levicha Biyadi. And Yisrael told the Levi, you have Maiser to your father in my Rishos. Hey, look, Domov, I want to buy it. We're not afraid that maybe Dad had turned this into Trumas Maiser, because he doesn't know how much Maiser it was. Dad didn't know how much Maiser it was. Right? Kor Maiser Levicha Biyadi. I told your dad last year that I have a kor of Maiser of his, the Haluk Domov. We're afraid that maybe Dad turned this into Trumas Maiser. Dad didn't sell it. Dad didn't do a rishus. He was told by the Yisrael that he had a kur of Maiser. Oh, great. He might turn it into Trumas Maiser. If the Yisrael would have paid Dad, it would have been the same problem of rishus. The Yisrael never paid Dad. The Yisrael didn't think of buying it. He now thinks of buying it after Dad passed away, and he's going to son and saying, can I buy what your father had by me, which you inherited? Well, maybe Dad turned it into Trumas Maiser. That's the question. Zuck Trashy.
Is Trumas Maiser, he yarshins it?
What?
Is Trumas Maiser, who
the Levi would yarshin the right to give it to whoever kind he wants. But that's not the issue. The issue is, can Yisrael use it? Yisrael's not paying money so he can give it to the Kayan. He's paying money so he can use 90% of it.
He just made the lady pay. By offering to buy it from him. The lady doesn't know what to do with it either.
So, that's a good point. Tysus makes your point in a different way. And Tysus answers that, okay, I'm going to try to do this the best I can. Good people, good Jews, don't leave anything in their rishus without informing others what their status is. Dad would tell his son, what happened to that miser that he had in somebody's house. Dad would not forget about the Kur Meiser that he has and not inform his son what its status is. However, the way, this is the way Tysus explains it, the way human behavior is, people remember what pertains to them. They don't remember if it pertains to anybody else, which means if the Yisrael would give the Levi now a Kur Meiser, the Levi would try to remember very hard, what did Dad tell me about this Kur Meiser? And he probably would remember whether his father told him it's Trumas Meiser or not. But if the Yisrael offers him the money, he doesn't think about it. I got my money. I don't care what it was. His memory bank, again, people will stop and think and try to remember. You know, amongst Dad's instruction, did he tell me, what did he tell me about this Kur Meiser? If it's the gay of the person themselves, they remember. And if it's not the gay of the person themselves, they don't think that hard. So therefore, if Yisrael would give the Levi that Kur Meiser, the Levi would do the proper thought process, going through again every conversation he had with Dad, to remember what Dad told him about it. Once Yisrael's paying for it, the Levi is extremely happy and doesn't think and say, what did Dad tell me? But that's not being a Rasha, because offhand, he doesn't remember. That's how Tysus explains it. Not 100% sure I understand it. How does a person think more? But I guess that's the way it is. You can try to remember things. The more it's the gay you, the more you try to remember. The less it's the gay you, the less you're interested in trying to remember.
What memory a person has.
Faito, if you can move over, you're blocking Corey one way or another, so if you can just pick away. Thank you.
How much memory a person has.
Okay, now you're good. Yes.
He's going to choose by Brera, then choose.
Nothing to do with Brera. We went through that. We put Brera on the side. I know. Thank you. Brera. There's another one you had always a question. I forgot what the other one was. What was the other one? The side Brera. He had another one that he always got. Forgot already.
Another thing about Sarah Zami, that Omi lived sorry.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't get here either. Okay, Zuck Rashi, let me just finish, right. Okay, no, Zuck Rashi, Maisa Lavicha Biyadi, B'chaye Avicha Hidatim Shorele Maisa Biyadi, I informed your father. Fine. So now the Maisa makes sense. The father had it. We're not afraid that the Levi's a Rasha, and the father wasn't a Rasha. He never took money for it. So the question is, what does he still have to worry about? The answer is, if the Levi had a certain amount, you don't know what he did. Frak de Gemara. There's a rabbinic rule, according to most Mishnayim. There's a rabbinic rule that says, you don't separate Trumas and Maisras only if it's right here. Meaning, if you have grain here, you separate Trumas Meiser from grain that's here on grain that's here. It can be two piles, but they're not here. They're all here. You don't separate Trumas Meiser from grain you have in Africa on grain that you have in Australia. There's a rabbinic rule that you always separate Trumas and Meisers and Trumas Meiser from grain that you have close by. Close by means within your eye range. Right? A woman that separates challah from the dough she's working. Right? A person that separates truma from the grain that's here. That can be two piles. It can be 10 piles. But it's here. It's called halacha min hamukav. I think mukav means close by. I wonder how art scroll.
Close proximity.
Thank you. Here, you're afraid that the father of the Levi made a Trumas Meiser on things that he had at home. That's not min hamukav. And we're assuming that you're giving it to a Levi that keeps the law. Chaverim means reliable people. Frek the Gemara. V'chi nekshu chaverim litrim shloim min hamukav? Are you chayshet a reliable person to take Truma when it's not in close proximity? That's what you're saying. You're saying Dad made a Trumas Meiser on things that he had at home. That's not in close proximity.
Is that halacha or is that just something
stupid? It's a rabbinic halacha. According to some Rishayim, it's even a deraisa. It works even if you don't do it. But that's the right way to do it. And chaverim, meaning reliable levim, do it the right way. Rashi, mukav, samuch. K'may ein makif in shnei chaviz. You can't put two barrels next to each other. Asur l'chaver loymer. It is asur for a chaver to say, t'vua sheyesh li b'makom pleini, t'etru ma'azu. Why? So Rashi gives a reason for this takana d'rabbanan. Again, if you learn Rashi, all the rabbinic. Shema oysa shah eina be'en. Because we're afraid, what do you know with, how can you give truma on something in Australia for something in Africa? How do you know what's doing with the grain in Australia? Maybe it's not here anymore. So therefore they said, it's got to be here. You got to see it. You got to know what you're doing. The Masayasi. However, if you did it, it works. But you're not supposed to do it. So how can we set up a story that this guy's father, who's a chaver, right? Because if we weren't a chaver, we wouldn't trust him to give Trumas Maisa to begin with. He's a chaver. Did it this way. And for the Gemara. You're right. Amar Avashi, Hachi Kamar. Ben Yisrael, Shalevi, Amar Lalevi. And Ben Yisrael said to the Levi, Kach Amar Li Abba. Okay, now here's the Yisrael talking. He says to the Levi, my dad told me. My dad. Yisrael's dad. Mr. Yisrael's dad told Mr. Yisrael, Maiser l'cha b'yadi, that he has Maiser of yours. Oy, Maiser l'avicha b'yadi. Or, he said to the Levi, my dad told me that your father had Maiser in his hand. Right? So Mr. Yisrael is informing the Levi of what Mr. Yisrael's father told him. Now, the question is, did the Yisrael's father separate Trumas Maiser off this Maiser? Not the Levi. The Levi couldn't separate Trumas Maiser because it's Shlem and Amukov. But the Yisrael's father might have decided he has Maiser. He'll separate the Trumas Maiser and give it to the Kayan and give 90% to the Levi. Instead of keeping around Maiser that still needs Trumas Maiser separated, he'll take the 10% and give it to a Kayan, which the Gemara will jump on and say, who gave him a right to do that? But let's assume he has the right to do that. So the Yisrael might have separated Trumas Maiser. Not the Levi's dad. The Yisrael's dad might have separated the Trumas Maiser. The question is now the Yisrael has the Maiser and he wants to give it to the Levi or buy it from the Levi. Does he have to worry that his father, can he assume his father did separate? Can he assume his father didn't separate?
I thought Rebbe said that
Zakta Gemara. So Shamar Lelevi, Kach Amar Liabo, Maiselach Biyadi and Maiselavicha Biyadi. He swallows and says, my father said he has some Maiser, either that belongs to you or belong to your dad. Chayshish in the Trumas Maiser Shabbai. Assume that no Trumas Maiser was separated. Why? Even the kids. Since the father didn't tell him how much it is, that means the father himself wasn't sure how much it is. Therefore, have a sakali balabayas. If the father knew there's a maaser over there, but he didn't have an exact amount, he wouldn't have separated Trumas Maiser. Because Trumas Maiser requires some kind of idea of how much is there. He didn't have it. The raya is he told his son, there's maaser there. He didn't say how much it was. Therefore, you can assume safely that this Trumas Maiser was never separated. However, if he told him, Kur Maiser Lach B'yadi, or Kur Maiser Lavicha B'yadi, if he says to the Levi, my dad told me he has a certain amount of Maiser that belongs to you or your dad, Ein Chashash in the Trumas Maiser Shabbai. You can assume that the Yisrael separated the Trumas Maiser. Why? Even the kits, since it's a certain amount, Tikune Takne Balabayas. The Balabayas would have definitely corrected it because a reliable person doesn't keep things that aren't totally corrected in his resources. And if he kept Maiser around for whatever reason, He made sure that the 10% is taken off. Because I'll explain to you why. Because as long as the Trumas Maaser is not taken off, this is Tevel. Somebody eats it, he's Chayav Misa. A Chover doesn't want anything around that's Chayav Misa. If he kept it around, he made sure it's not Chayav Misa. Now, it still belongs to the Levi. That's money. Money can be reimbursed. But Chayav Misa, he definitely took care of. Either he gave it to the Levi, or if he keeps it in his room for whatever reason, he didn't keep delivering it, he makes sure it's not Tevel. But that's only if he has an exact amount. If he himself didn't figure out what the amount was, he obviously didn't get to giving Trumas Maaser. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kacham Eliyahu. The same by say, Maaser Loch Biyadi. Before he died, he told me this. Chayshish HaLevi HaZel Trumas Maaser Ruyili Not Lemenu. So when the Yisrael delivers it to the Levi, the Levi has to separate. Nobody goes away from this world unless a chaver, reliable person, makes sure it's taken care of. Here you have to be afraid that he didn't do it, because since he didn't tell his son how much it is, maybe he didn't know. If he didn't tell his son the amount, we have to be afraid perhaps his son didn't know. So it's a suffix. But be suffering, the Levi has to separate from his miser. Because if not, he's playing with Tevel. Masha Enkein, if he told them an exact amount, Enkhashishin. Shemuchzik Yisrael Zeb. You can assume that this Yisrael, Shetikna Kaidim Shemes, we have a Vishay Mutalolov. Even though he doesn't have the obligation, it's the Levi's obligation, he doesn't keep Tevel around in his house. A Yisrael doesn't play around. A Chover doesn't play around. Either you get it to the Levi right away, or you take care of it. Frek the Gemara, v'chiyeshle l'shus l'dal bayis l'trum trumas meiser. Since when does the Yisrael have the right to take trumas meiser? Does the Yisrael have a shus to take trumas meiser? To mitzvah the Levi. How does the Yisrael take the trumas meiser? Rashi, Litten Trumas Meiser, Haloyena Meiser Shaloy, Yellow Shalevi. Babali Tarim Shlemidas. It's taking Trumas Meiser without the consent of the owner. The owner is a Levi. And for the Gemara, yes, the Torah gives the Yisrael the right to separate Trumas Meiser from the Meiser that doesn't belong to him.
Why?
The Torah gave him a right.
I thought it was Levi's mitzvah.
The Torah gave the Yisrael a right to do it as well.
It's
the
Levi's mitzvah.
The Torah made it that Yisrael wants he can do it. The Torah gave him permission. Abba Elazar ben Gamla. This is going like Abba Elazar ben Gamla. The Tanya, as we learned. Abba Elazar ben Gamla Omer says in the Pasuk, V'nefshach lechem trumaschem. Your truma will be considered. Now the fact that it says trumaschem, plural, tells me, right? And it says plural, the Torah is comparing the two trumas to each other. B'shtei trumas hakasim medaber. It's talking about regular truma, and it's talking about trumas meiser. Trumascha. Should have said, it's a very good point. What?
Otherwise?
I'm sorry. I take it back. You're right. It says, V'nechshav lechem trumaschem k'dogam min hagayren. Count your trumas meiser like, should be like truma. K'dogam min hagayren, which is truma. You're right. So it's talking about, the Torah is comparing trumas meiser to regular truma. So Abba Elazar ben Gamla says, for the following halachas, Achas truma g'dayla, v'achas trumas meiser. Trumaschem is trumas meiser, Kedagam and Agayim is Truma Gedaila. Kshem to Truma Gedaila Nitelas Ba'aymedu B'machshava. Just like Truma, you can take it by estimate. You don't need an exact amount. And we learn now from a pasuk that you can take Truma Gedaila with thinking. You can think that this is Truma and it becomes Truma. You don't have to say it out, and you for sure don't have to physically separate it. Now, once it becomes truma, you better make sure that you don't eat it. But that's besides the point. The Torah reveals that Truma Gedaila can be taken by Machshava. Af Trumas Meiser, Kach Trumas Meiser, the Teller's buying, but you don't need exact 10%. You can guesstimate, there's no such word, estimate. I always say guesstimate, 10%. Because the Torah compared the two, Meiser has to be exact 10%. You can't give 11% Meiser. If you give 11%, you ruin it. Meiser is an exact 10%. Truma is not exact. Torah said give as much as you want. And Truma's Meiser is compared to Truma, that the 10% of Truma's Meiser is not an exact 10%. It's an estimated 10%. And B'machshava. And you can separate Truma's Meiser B'machshava as well, just like you can separate Truma B'machshava. And Ukshem Shiesla L'Rishus L'Barabayas L'Dum Truma Gedayla, and just like the Yisrael separates Truma Gedayla, Kach Yesla L'Rishus L'Barabayas L'Dum Truma's Meiser. That's what Abba Lozer Ben Gamla said. That just like the owner has Rishus to separate Truma, the Torah gave him Rishus to separate the Truma's Meiser, even though the Meiser doesn't belong to him.
Truma is a very small amount.
As much as the guy wants to give.
And Meiser can't be more?
No. If you give 11% for Meiser, more than 10%, you ruin the Meiser. It's an exact 10%. Now, there's three ways to do the exact 10%. By number, by weight, or by volume. But it has to be exact 10%.
And if you give more than 10%?
So then the Meiser is messed up. Because more than 10% is not Meiser, that's Tevel. And it's mixed in.
It remains Tevel.
Yeah, and it's mixed in.
And the Tevel is what ruins the Meiser, or the Meiser ruins the Tevel?
Well, Tevel makes the Meiser not eatable. Edible, sorry. Meiser's exact 10%. Any more ruins it.
Well, most of it are real, but the point is...
Thank you.
This Hekish, whatever it's called, is more for the person giving the Truma and the Meiser.
I lost you, but it's a Hekish. You are right. This is called a Hekish because the Torah compared the two. Yes? Okay. This is called a Hekish. Now, that's all I understood from you that I agree with. The rest I didn't understand.
This is the Nebuchadnezzar helps.
Correct.
Okay, so now we're taking this.
No, a second. We're saying the Torah compared the two, period. Once you have a Hekish, you've made a highway between Truma and Truma's Meiser.
Truma's Meiser?
Yeah, the Torah is next.
Before we had Truma and Meiser.
No. The next of Lechem Trumaschem is going on Truma's Meiser. Kedagim and Agarin is going on regular Truma.
Okay, so
the Torah compared the two. Now, we have a rule in Hekish that once the Torah said there's a Hekish between the two, you're not limited in the halachas that you learn now from one to the other, unless the Torah specified otherwise.
So now, the first freeway.
When I taught this in eighth grade, I called it Hekish Highway.
Remember that eighth grade here, we're past that.
I know, but I'm just trying to explain the concept.
What baby?
Hekish.
What class baby?
I didn't mean to call you eighth grade.
You are. I'm going to learn what to say now.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry. Mr. Mature Adult, it works like a highway.
Truma and
Truma's Meiser.
And it's the same thing, it works by Machshava, but Truma's Meiser also works.
Yes, and Eimed. And estimation. You don't have to give exact amounts. That's included in the comparison. And who gives it?
Okay, right.
Three things are learned out from this Ekish.
So who gives it?
Who has a right to give the Truma's Meiser?
Well, I would, the
Truma's
Meiser, I would say,
would be the lady. Wants him. But by the Torah making a comparison, the Torah is allowing the Yisrael to give it.
The Truma, where's that Truma? How does the private Truma fit? Somebody else
who doesn't. But the Torah gives the owner a right to separate Truma. And the Torah compares Truma's Meiser to Truma, that the same person who separates Truma can separate Truma's Meiser.
The owner. There's no scenario of a regular Truma where it would be another person.
Again, we don't need a scenario. All we're trying to prove is, the Torah said, the same person will call him Gavra. The same Gavra who can separate the Truma can separate the Truma's Meiser, even though, logically speaking, he shouldn't be able to.
Why?
Because it doesn't belong to him.
The Truma does?
Yes. No, the grain belongs to him when he separates the Truma.
Well, once he does Truma, once he takes Meiser,
believe me, that 10% doesn't belong to him.
Doing more than it's bigger.
It's the idea that the same person can do it. Now the truth is, and Rashi will explain it, that Nechsha, that Truma, you don't need a Hekish for Machshava. Because Machshava is learned out from the word V'Nechshav, and that's written by Truma's Meiser as much as it's written by Truma Gedayla. The Gemara just threw it in. But it's not that you learn out Truma's Meiser from Truma Gedayla. The source that Machshava works is the word V'Nechshav L'chem Trumatchem. If anything, it's talking about Truma's Meiser more than Truma Gedayla.
What's
Aymed
mean?
Aymed means not exact amount.
Starting with?
Estimate has to be near the range.
So when he has Meiser, he doesn't know how much he has there. Why don't we say he'll do an Aymed?
No, because that's not an Aymed. Aymed means within the, if you don't know what you have, you can't make an Aymed.
So you have to know what you have.
Right.
If he has to have exact, then
only by Meiser. Not by Truma's Meiser. Meiser needs an exact sense. There are those Paiskim that say, I think, I don't want to be misquoted, I thought I once saw or heard, I think I once saw, that there are some people by Meiser Ksufim that also are Makpa to do Meiser and then extra. That way the Meiser, again, they would separate 10%, they get more than 10%. But they keep, I think I once saw it. It's not Ma'akif, I'm just showing the idea. I'm not ready to postulate this. I think I once saw that there's such a thing called Meiser. It's not Kaddish, it doesn't have the same halachas. But Meiser means 10%. A guy who gives 25%, let's say 20%, because more than 20% is a Shiloh. I was once by my Rashiva. I used to leave my receiver very often, Baruch Hashem of Zaycha. Somebody called him up with a shayla. He wants to give more than 20%. Is he allowed to? So Shiva paskins he can. So the Shiva put down the phone, he said, there's a lot of terim to give more than 20%. He just doesn't know which one to use. But there's a terim to use more than 20%.
Yeah, he wants the money to give it to the New Israel?
He didn't give the money to the New Israel. The Baal Tanya says, if you do it for tshuva, you can give more than 20%. Some people say if you do it for Achzakas Taira, you can give more than 20%. There's a Taira. If somebody's looking for a Heter to give more than 20%, we can find them a Heter.
Isn't it a
Forest Loading? The Halacha says you're not allowed to give more than 20%.
Unless you can afford it.
No, it doesn't say that. It never says that. The Halacha says, Havavazis, Ayavazis, Yaisim, Echaimish. No matter what you have, don't give more than 20%. That's what the Halacha says.
Wrong.
Again, there's different heterim. That might be a heter, but the Gemara doesn't say that. Not in the script. You need a heter to give more than 20%. Yeah. Tarma la'aser umdais. Talking about Meiser, correct.
Meiser. But Truma's Meiser gets the rules of Truma where you
can't. Correct. Correct.
Even though the range should be 10%, whereas regular Truma just doesn't have a range.
Correct. Regular Truma is as much as you want to give. Biblically, one piece of grain. See, this is the problem. This makes the problem. I'm going to read Rashi, we're going to see the problem more acute. Is that Truma doesn't have a shear. No matter what you give, it's Truma. So it's not really Aymed. Aymed means around a certain amount. There's no certain amount. See, if the Torah said Truma has to be, let's say, 5%, so then you can say the Torah allowed you to do it by Aymed. The Torah never said a percent. You can give one grain.
Please don't.
So the word Aymed is very difficult by Truma. So Rashi's going to deal with it. Again, we'll deal with it when we get to Rashi. But the etzem midaraisa chita achas pateres is kol akri. Biblically speaking, you have a whole room full of grain. You take one kernel and say, Kayan, here is your truma. Truma is taken.
There must be a logic why mice are shown. Since it's a unit of
10,
it has to have the truma follow that.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. I understand what he's saying. He thinks truma should be had the same halacha as meiser. In regards to truma as meiser.
Truma as meiser, it's from something that was already typed. You know, it was. It has a.
Even the Torah said not that way.
Right. But why would I?
I once heard from one of my talmidim in seventh grade when I was teaching seventh grade. A kid told me a swara that I always use. It's such a great swara. Why does Truma not have a shear and Truma's Meiser and Meiser have a shear? And if you look at the psukim, Truma is a present to the Kayan. It's one of the Chav Daud Makanas. Meiser is schar lechem chelup avedaschem. The Torah says Meiser is you're paying the Levium for working in the Beis HaMikdash because it was supposed to be done by the Bechor. But the Torah made the Levi instead of the Bechor, so we're paying the Levi. So it's not a gift. Salaries are set. Gifts are not set. Give a gift, you don't say how much the gift has to be. You hire somebody, you have to have salary. So the kid told me in seventh grade, what a beautiful Torah. Truma has no shear, but it's a gift. Meister has a shear, it's a salary. Beautiful
Rebbe. Is it possible it was Rabbi Meyer's kid?
No.
We want to see him see Momer at least.
You want to know who it was?
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you, but you'll run to the father and say, Rabbi Meyer, you're not supposed to make a kid.
The father's here. I won't run
the father is here.
For sure I won't run to him because...
Yes, you will. You'll walk there.
Rabbi, who is it? I won't know. Yeah. If there's Momer anyhow, maybe he's going to go
alone. I think it was Shui Grunwald. Rabbi Benjamin Grunwald's son.
Oh. You'd be so happy to tell him.
I knew that would happen. That's why I didn't tell you.
I'm going to tell him to rob him. While he's giving you shear, I'm going
to
tell him.
Okay. But his kid told it to me. I mean, this is the seventh grade. I taught eighth grade for 21 years. So this goes back before my Manal days and before my teaching eighth grade days. He told me that swara. And I still remember. It's probably one of the only things I remember that a kid told me. But it's a great swara. Great swara. See, what I did is, I was teaching Parshas Kairach, and I pointed out that Truma is a gift to Mises, and Levi gets a salary. So he piped up and said, that's why one has a share and one doesn't have a share. I laid down that the Torah made it different, and he went and took it to the next step, which is...
Did you ever tell his father?
I'm sure I did, 27 years, 8, or whatever it was, years ago. 30 years ago, you know what I mean? He's a die in the Lakewood now. He's a chas of the Tamachachim.
No,
I'm talking about his son.
Oh, son.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's a miser. It doesn't mean miser and tzedakah. In other words, after you give miser, you still have to give tzedakah and neim.
No. Miser itself is not the miser of this Gemara.
I know that. Talking in general terms about the person giving miser.
Miser money?
Yeah.
That's tzedakah.
So you were not talking about that when you said you got time ahead there for more than 20%.
Yes, I was.
You were talking about money.
Yeah. So I wasn't talking about Meiser and Gemara.
Okay, so that's what I thought you were talking about, money. So tzedakah is different than...
No. Meiser money is used for tzedakah.
But when you get tzedakah,
Matas Avionim is different. That's a chiyuv on Purim. That can't be Meiser money.
Right.
The minimum matanos of yadim. It's nothing to do with regular tzedakah.
You want on that, right?
Right. No, you can't get more than 20% of that either.
A pledge.
What?
What's your pledge? You pledge for a yuska. You have to give my some money. If you have in mind, you buy some.
I think so. Yeah. All yuska is a pledge to give tzedakah l'zecher nishma to somebody.
Right.
I think you can give tzedakah l'zecher nishma to somebody and have it count as part of your miser. That's not tzedakah. That's payment. That's a shaila. If you wouldn't become a member unless you can use meister money, so this, again, I'm not here to pass over meister money.
I'm going to say this argument. For me to tell me if, let's say, the school was in Lakewood, you have to pay tuition. but if you don't pay tuition, they're not going to put your kid out.
They could if they want to.
But they're not.
You never know. Go ahead.
You're the front page of the Atten next week.
That's not true, but many schools do. I don't know if they do it in Lincoln, but they do it in certain schools. You don't pay tuition, they throw your kid out. They have a right. How lucky we have a right.
Everyone deserves an education.
Everyone deserves food. Does Unger's have to give you, forget it, does the Grove have to give you free food? Does the electric company give you free electric?
I have to check out, see how my mitzvahs are going before I give some tzedakah. That's a legitimate thing, it's not just an answer. I've heard people say that. I'm already up to my mitzvah.
Right, so they don't have to give more.
It's a legitimate thing.
Depends for what? You know, I'm not learning Hilchos that we did that in Avos Chesed. You know, if an Ani knocks on your door, you're going to give him whether it's in your mitzvah or not. If he needs food, money for food or clothing.
What are you giving him?
$1.
It's not tzedakah, it's something else.
No, it is tzedakah, but okay, we're not learning Hilchos tzedakah now. We learned this, you know, before this, we learned it in Avos Chesed. It's not. Okay. Rashi. B'shtei trumas. Da'i krabu v'im k'siv. Trumasram hainu trumas ma'isr. K'dagam n'agayran hainu truma g'dayla. Reish is dagam, the beginning of the grain. She saw mafresh m'garnoi. That Yisrael separates from his gayran. V'hikish ha'kas of trumas ma'isr the truma g'dayla. B'aymed. Now Rashi says, how is Truma Me'aymed? And Rashi brings the rabbinic Truma. This is the Kasha. Rashi says, the Rabbana said, give 1 out of 50, so you can estimate. But the problem is, we're learning out of the Raisa here. But let's read the Rashi. Shamru Chachamim Mafrish Be'aymed. Dim Ta, Ein Kan Isser, Dim the Raisa, Chitachas B'Tayra Sakri. Dloy Nasna B'Tayra Shia, let Reishis the Gunchav. Tayra doesn't give any amount. So when you give the rabbinic 50, 1 out of 50, 2%, you can estimate. So the catch is, we're learning out of Derisa. From where? From 1 out of 50, which is a Drabbanon. This is the problem with Rashi.
Where did that come from?
Drabbanon made up this year. Taisus and Kedushin brings an Atmachta. For 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60. There's three Shurim. Ein Yafa, Beinanis, Ein Ra. But Rashi's learning out Aymed from there. It's a Peladic thing. The Rishayim ask. It's a Drabbanon. How do you learn out Aymed from a Drabbanon? Abtrumas Maisa, Abfish Shura Kutsatsub, even though it's set in a Taira, Maisa in a Maisa, the Telus Baimed. Machshava, nice and ain't a Batzadzad. You can look at one side, Lashem Truma, Vaichu Batzadzad, need on the other side. Yavah Mishle Hifresh. Now the truth is, this is not learned out of the Hekish. The Tavayu Nafki mi v'nechshav. V'hai di yolov truma smaisim mi truma gedoy l'dinyan oymer hu di yolov. We're learning it out for the estimation and for the fact that the owner can give it.
Rashi's
just
giving an example. We're not saying what?
Not saying
that this is the actual shiur.
Right.
He's using one
of the three rabbinic shiurim.
Right. So he's giving just an example. He's not saying
what's the oymer? What is Truma Gedalim tell us by it? What are you estimating?
The Torah tells us that you don't have to give the exact 150, you can do 140.
You can do one grain.
You do one grain, that's called Aymed.
That's the problem. That's all you have to do in that Torah. There's no Shir Midaraisa. Where is the estimation? These shurim, 40th, 50th, 60th, are rabbinic.
You give one grain, that's not called payment. That's called
payment. That's the problem. So you're asking the kasha over again. Thank you. Where do you see trumas given by men? That's the problem.
Reishis the gun for refers to truma?
Yes.
So you have to take it from the ration.
Yeah. Means before you use it. First thing you separate is truma.
So in other words, you have the bad grain, good grain.
That's what I'm doing. That. Ration is gonna mean the first thing you use it for.
So how do you know what you're going to... Are you
harvesting it earlier than the rest of the grain?
No. Whenever you have the grain together, the first thing you do is separate truma.
The first thing you do, not the
right. Dr. Mishnah Weiter, Amafrish Amniach Paris, Lis Mafrish Aleim, Trumas Umaiser. The reason I'm learning this Mishnah, I'm not stopping, I wouldn't stop anyway, but is because it's the number 10 on the test. I was hoping to do it today. Amaniach Paris, if somebody leaves Paris, Lis Mafrish Aleim, Trumas Umaiser. He's going to separate Truma Umaiser on it, meaning he puts away a certain amount of grain, wine, whatever it is, and says, okay, this is where I'm going to separate the Truma Meiser for on my rest of the grain. Meaning he's...
Not necessarily all of it.
What?
Not necessarily all of it.
Meaning he's going to turn to that to separate the Truma and the Meiser for grain. Truma or Meiser, let's use one.
All of it?
No, little by little. And or Moas Lias Mavir Shalei Meiser Sheini. Or he leaves money that he's going to use to redeem his Meiser Sheini. He puts away $1,000. And he says that $1,000 is going to be to redeem my Meiser Sheni. Mm. Now the question is, he's somewhere else, and he doesn't know whether the $1,000 still exists, or that barrel of grain that he put away, or wine, is still good. He doesn't know its status. Mafrish alei b'cheska shein kayamim. He can assume chazaka that nothing happened. What happens if Avdu? What happens if he showed up and Itak is not there? Now, he doesn't know when he got lost. Here he is. For the last 6 months, he's been using that money to redeem his Meiser Sheni. And now, 6 months later, he comes. The money had been stolen. Now, how much Meiser Sheni wasn't redeemed? He doesn't know what happened the last 6 months. He relied on Chazaka. But now he found out that Chazaka didn't work. The money was gone.
Rabbi, what? Rabbi, what about the concept that it had to be within his eyesight?
Great. It's a great question. The Rishayim ask it. We'll address it on Monday. What happened to him in Amukov? How could he put away a barrel and then come back and check it 6 months later? It's supposed to be in Amukov.
But does it have to be?
It's a Rabbanu Chiyuv.
Does it have to be? You're talking about Chaverim here. We're talking about regular Jews.
Okay, again, we'll deal with this on Monday morning.
It has to be in front of you. You have to see it.
That's me. Close proximity, to use Archgold's words. The Rishonim asked you a question, Harvey, believe that or not, Monday morning.
Rabbi Cohn's answer.
And maybe they give Rabbi Cohn's answer. Harizachos just made place. He has to worry 24 hours. We don't know what that means. 24 hours from when? The Gemara will deal with it.
He goes back 24 hours?
We don't know what it means. Divrei Rabbi Lazar.
Okay.
Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, B'shloisha Brankim Baitin Sayayin. 3 times a year, you have to check your wine to make sure it didn't become vinegar. Because those are the times of the year the wine is apt to become vinegar. A, the Kidum Shomaitzi Achag, the eastern winds of Maitzi Sukkot, cause wine to become vinegar. So during that season, check your wine to see it wasn't affected. Baitzoa Smadar, when grapes start growing, what does he translate Smadar? Flowers?
Budding.
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 Budding. When it starts budding, again, that's the time of the year the wine that you have in a barrel is apt to get sour. And when the wine starts being visible in the grape, as the grape grows and you start seeing liquid in it, there's already liquid in it, at that point you have to check your wine again. Because those are the 3 times of a year the wine is susceptible to becoming vinegar. We will merge Hashem do this on Monday morning. Again, it is question number 10, so that's why I did it today. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbat.